at SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. American forces have boarded another oil tanker in the Caribbean Sea, that according to U.S. Southern Command. President Trump meets today with top energy industry executives at the White House.
Since ousting Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, President Trump has been talking about the U.S. taking control of that country's oil production. The White House insists that American oil companies want to rush in.
They are absolutely eager to invest. They're eager about these opportunities.
It remains to be seen, however, if U.S. executives are ready to commit to the tens of billions of dollars over the next decade that it likely would require to modernize Venezuela's facilities. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration's enforcement of federal immigration law and the tragic shootings are fueling protests in a number of blue cities.
Hundreds of people protested outside an ICE building in Portland, Oregon Thursday night after federal immigration agents wounded two people in a vehicle outside a city hospital. The Department of Homeland Security says the vehicle's passenger was, quote, a Venezuelan illegal alien affiliated with the transnational Tren de Aragua prostitution ring, end quote. And they say that when agents identified themselves to those in the vehicle, the driver tried to run them over. Mayor Wilson says he doesn't believe that account. I'm Donna Water.
And Vice President Vance says the woman fatally shot by an ICE agent in Minneapolis was a victim of left-wing ideology.
You've got to be a little brainwashed to get to that point to where you're willing, not just to protest, that's fine, not peacefully protest, but throw your vehicle in front of legitimate law enforcement officers and drive your car into them.
Labor Department says 50,000 jobs were created last month. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 139 points. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is bringing relief to Ethiopia.
There's a months-long drought going on in the northern Tigray region, and conditions are getting dire. Samaritan's Purse, one of the biggest Christian relief groups in the world, is now providing water and other rations to some of the most remote villages. So far, the ministry has handed out over 64 tons of food and critical aid, including hygiene kits containing jerry cans, soap, water filtration systems, and water treatment kits. Hundreds of children got supplemental vitamins and minerals, too. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration will withdraw from dozens of international organizations, especially those promoting abortion or the LGBT agenda. The UN Population Fund, the agency that advocates for abortion in all nations, has long been opposed by Republicans, and President Trump cut funding for it during his first term. He and other GOP officials have accused the agency of participating in coercive abortion practices in countries like China. This is SRN News. There's a new bag of tools for those using Gmail.
More artificial intelligence is being implanted into Gmail as Google tries to turn the world's most used email service into a personal assistant, one that can improve writing, summarize far-flung information buried in inboxes, and deliver daily to-do lists. Gmail's new AI options will only be available in English within the U.S. for now, but the company is promising to introduce them in other countries and other languages as the year unfolds. Bob Agner reporting.
Denmark and Greenland's envoys to Washington have begun a vigorous effort to urge U.S. lawmakers as well as key Trump administration officials to step back from the president's call for a takeover of the strategic Arctic island. Denmark's ambassador and Greenland's chief representative to Washington have met with White House National Security Council officials to discuss a renewed push by the president to acquire Greenland. More details, SRNNews.com.